Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about something, because it's just you and me, and I want to talk about what I call the three clocks of small business. You know, you've heard the song, Time is on My Side. That's one of the classic rock and roll songs that Mick Jagger sang of the legendary English band, the Rolling Stones. Would you like me to sing that song? Oh, you don't? Okay, well, I won't sing it then. Time is on my side. That's the name of the song. Well, this bold statement works for Mick and his song. But for you and me, small business owners, not so much. And the reason is because of the complicated dynamic that you and I have in our businesses between time and our most precious asset, cash. In the marketplace, there are actually three different clocks that work in every business uses them. They have to use them. One clock is for operating expenses, one for sales, and one for cash. So let's look at how all these three of these clocks, how you have to manage all three of these clocks to be successful in your small business. The operating expense clock. Every month, just like clockwork, regardless of sales volume, cash collections, or profitability, payroll must be met every month, rent must be paid every month, taxes must be remitted every tax paying period, the phone, the utilities, insurance bills, etc., 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 all those must be paid in the operating expense clock. This clock is hardwired to Greenwich, England, for accuracy within a nanosecond per millennium, and nothing stops the expense clock short of a global thermonuclear holocaust coinciding with a direct hit from Halley's Comet. The only thing to influence this clock, the only thing to influence the operating expense clock, is through operating efficiencies. You won't be billed for something you don't buy. Otherwise, the operating expense clock will march right along. Nothing stops it. Now let's talk about the sales clock. This clock is powered by the customer relationships that you created, so sales happen each month. You project when each sale will occur by qualifying prospects, right, and attributing a clock to each transaction, each potential transaction. Every prospect that you have, you attribute a clock to that. It's called budgeting, right? It's called forecasting. So that you can budget future sales volume and keep your cash requirements met. So how the sales clock operates, though, is completely logical and intuitive. If you develop a sale, then over time you'll get the sale, right? But it only works in your favor when the purchase requirements of customers have been met. That's what drives the sales clock. Have your customers' requirements been met, their expectations been met? The sales clock. The cash clock is the last one. It's not logical or intuitive that is about the cash clock's relationship with the other two. The cash clock's relationship with sales and with the operating expense clock. Think of it like this. Cash is to sales as snow is to cold. You can have cold without snow, but you can't have snow without cold. You can have sales without cash receipts. If you sell to somebody on credit, you can make a sale. Your sales clock can be working, but if they don't pay you, your cash clock isn't working, right? You can have sales without cash receipts, but you can't have cash receipts without sales. And expenses are like the weather. You're going to get some every day. But here's what hits small business owners hard. And it's that for every glitch in the sales clock, the customer has to take a little more time. Something new came up. The decision maker changed. There are 1,000 potential sprocket failures that can affect the sales clock, and there are 10,000 sprocket failures that can slow or stop the cash clock. You think about this. You think about all the different. Think about all the different things that can go wrong when you're trying to sell somebody, and you work through the whole process of qualifying them and demonstrating and proposals and bidding and all that sort of thing. Think about all the things that could go wrong as that sales clock is spinning. Then you close the business and you deliver the product and you're waiting on the cash. Think about all the things that could affect, could adjust, could slow down, could break the cash clock. Think about all those things. So the cash clock requires, because there are so many more cash things that could go wrong, that clock requires the most maintenance. Murphy's Law, my friends, lives inside the cash clock and the sales clock. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong inside the cash clock and the sales clock. But the operating expense clock, it doesn't have any problems. It is immune to Murphy's Law, and it rocks on just like the Rolling Stones. Now think about that, folks. When you're operating your business, I want you to think about the three clocks of small business. The operating expense clock is never going to be affected. Nothing's going to happen. It's always going. The bills are always going to show up perfectly on time, and they come. It's automatic, right? Like Big Ben in London. But the other two that are the two that are required to serve the operating expense clock, those two have lots of things that could go wrong, lots of potential sprocket failures. And that's where your management must be applied. Small business success requires that you understand the three clocks and that you know which ones you have to focus on and when in order to make them all work together. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.